Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. We are awaiting a decision from Governor Newsom this afternoon whether to accept PG&E's multi-billion dollar settlement deal with wildfire victims. KCBS's Jim Taylor is monitoring. He joins us in the news center. Jim?
We've been waiting all day, Patty. In fact, what do we got, 7 hours until midnight, 8 hours? It's got to happen sometime between now and then. That's the deadline for the governor to approve that PG&E $13.5 billion payout. Now, if the governor signs off on the payout deal today, and he's supposed to do so one way or another, bankruptcy expert UC Hastings law professor Jared Elias tells us this is a pretty big deal.
For example, it will leave PG&E with a lot of debt coming out of bankruptcy. That might raise some concerns for him because, you know, that would make the company relatively more fragile after it leaves Chapter 11. Perhaps the governor isn't sure that $13.5 billion for the individual wildfire victims is the right number.
$13.5 billion. Again.
But with that said, this deal isn't coming out of left field. It's been underway for quite a while. So I would assume that, you know, he and his representatives have had an opportunity to weigh in on some of this already.
Always wonder when stuff like this happens after the close of the business day, right? Did they not want there to be big news about this? It's Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Thanks, Jim. Not guilty pleas have now been entered by an upset mother who is charged with running over a barber in Antioch after her son's haircut. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports from Pittsburgh, where she made her first court appearance in Contra Costa County Superior Court.
28-year-old mother Ruby Delgadillo, who turned herself in this week after abandoning her car at the beginning of December in Brentwood, is charged with four felony counts: attempted murder with enhancements for causing great bodily injury and use of a deadly weapon in her use of a Prius when she rammed into her son's barber, two counts of child abuse for having her kids in the car at the time, and hit and run. Scott Alonzo speaks for the Contra Costa District Attorney's Office.
When the barber and her got into a verbal altercation, he went outside to take pictures of her car, and then she proceeded to ram him into a neighboring business, causing the business serious injury and ultimately the victim incredibly serious injuries to his right leg.
A tearful Delgadillo entered not guilty pleas to all counts. She allegedly became upset when she discovered a nick on her son's neck after a haircut. Bail is set at $1.3 million. Her next court appearance is set for January 14th. In Pittsburgh, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Smart train service has arrived in Larkspur. KCBS reporter Melissa Colross tells us the Larkspur rail station is open within walking distance from the city's ferry terminal.
Construction on the Sonoma Marin Area Rail Transit, or SMART, station in Larkspur began in July 2017. And speaking at the station's grand opening, SMART board chair Gary Phillips says this station will play an important transit role.
The train will enable people from San Francisco to hop on the ferry, come take the SMART train north to Marin and Sonoma counties for recreation, for tourism, for employment.
It's taken a lot to create this rail system, but SMART General Manager Farhad Mansourian particularly thanks Marin and Sonoma County taxpayers.
70% of you in 2008 trusted us with your money. That is really very, very critical. 70% of you said we want an alternative to Highway 101.
Jeff Curtis lives in San Anselmo and is a big bike rider. He appreciates the new SMART station because
this helps us use our bicycles without our cars, so we can move around to and from the train with our bicycles.
Trains begin running to the Larkspur station on Saturday. In Larkspur, Melissa Colross, KCBS.
A standoff continues in Fremont, where officers have been trying to negotiate all afternoon with a man throwing construction tools at them from atop a five-story building under construction on Warm Springs Boulevard. The man is suspected in an earlier home invasion reported about 10:20 this morning at a house in the area of Warm Springs Boulevard and Brown Road. The suspect entered a home and was there for about 10 minutes before the resident realized he was there. Fremont Police spokeswoman Geneva Vasquez says when the resident confronted him, he struck her and fled to the top of the nearby building.
We don't believe he's armed. He does have, though, access to some construction materials. He's thrown a few things over the side. We're just really worried about his welfare right now. We do have hostage negotiators out there at the scene.
The homeowner was injured when she was hit during the robbery, but didn't require hospitalization. No other injuries have been reported.
It's being called a land rush in paradise. KCBS's Jim Taylor reports on a trend there, burned out property owners selling at low prices.
A year after the deadly campfire destroyed 90% of the homes in Paradise, some people are seeing an investment in those ashes.
I purchased a total of 8 properties in Paradise.
Butte County businessman Sean Seidenglanz telling the Sacramento Bee.
Plans for the property are to put manufactured homes back on the property in hopes to put some more affordable housing back on the ridge.
Which is what the sign says as you enter Paradise, rebuilding the ridge. Burned out lots that would have sold for $60,000 or more before the fire, going for less than half that, in some cases, way less.
In looking at investment properties, I guess the most important things to me were accessibility, escape routes, if something like this, God forbid, was ever to happen again.
In the coming decade, only about a fourth of the previous 27,000 residents are expected to return to Paradise. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Climate change and decades of lax land management practices have put the U.S. West on a collision course with out-of-control wildfires. Now authorities are rushing to limit the potential damage. Among the most important tools against fires is to thin trees and brush to reduce the amount of vegetation that would become fuel in a fire, and using controlled burns to keep undergrowth and shrublands in check. Those efforts can be undercut if private landowners don't cooperate. Wildfires killed 149 people and destroyed almost 25,000 homes across California in the past 3 years.
Officials from almost 200 countries are scrambling to reach an agreement at a United Nations climate meeting amid growing concerns that key issues may be postponed for another year. With the prospect of overtime looming, negotiators are reviewing previous drafts, aiming to reach a deal on international carbon markets and aid for poor countries impacted by climate change. Germany's environmental minister says an overnight decision by EU leaders in Brussels to make the bloc climate neutral by 2050 would boost negotiations in their final hours.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.